Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan in Mankato. Vikings and Cincinnati Bengals to kick off the preseason, the first of four preseason games for the Minnesota Vikings. We're happy to be joined by Chad Greenway, a bona fide team leader for the Minnesota Vikings. It's training camp number 11 for you.
Unbelievable.
How do you feel?
Feel good. It's been going really well. I think, of course, we have great fan support down here in Mankato. It's always fun to come down and see all the fans that come out in droves and to see us practice. And it gets us through these practices, especially these long, hot days. But it's been going well. I feel good in my 11th year.
You've seen so much during your career. I mean, you've seen everything. Seriously, you've seen terrible seasons, mediocre seasons, 2009, which was really, really good. Last year, division championship, really good. What do you feel about this team from everything you've seen? What do you like most about this team?
Well, I think it's important for a team that's obviously getting a lot of hype, preseason hype. You know, it's important for teams to come out and just be who they are, right? I mean, we know who we are. We know how our bread is buttered. We come out here with a strong work ethic. We have a lunch pail mentality, really driven by our coach and our coaching staff. And then when we come out here, we focus on what we have to do to get better. And no matter what anybody's saying out there, what all the predictions are saying, we're out here focusing on our jobs and trying to improve every day. And I felt good about the way our young guys have really bought into that. You can kind of feel it and sense it. And it's important for us to not forget what got us to that point of winning the division last year. And that was being who we are.
And the Minnesota Vikings are NFC North Division champions!
At this stage of the preseason, is it possible to define your role on the team?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think obviously where I started and where I'm at right now. And you know, I'm going with the ones in the base defense, and I'm working in some sub stuff. But, you know, we have such great depth with Emmanuel coming in, with obviously Eric and Anthony. We have great depth across the board in the linebacker room. Probably the best group of guys I've ever played with. And I think it's important for us to all stay healthy. There's so much attrition in our position. I think it's important for us to know many roles, know many positions, and then come ready the season when things happen, we're able to step in and not, you know, have the defense fall off.
Well, that's saying a lot too, because in 2009, younger Chad Greenway, E.J. Henderson, yep, before that Arizona game, Ben Lieber, now Chad Greenway, Eric Kendricks, and Anthony Barr. So you think this linebacking core can be every bit as good, if not better, than that one?
I think as a starting group, we can be, for sure. I mean, just with the production we had last year, just within our room. But not only that, but the depth we have. You know, the guys that can play multiple positions across the board, young depth, you know, guys who are young that have experience. You know, Edmund Robinson got some experience last year. We have guys like Brandon Watts have some experience. So obviously Emmanuel coming across, a veteran who has experience. So we're really deep in guys who have played important games.
For those who now know it inside and out, Mike Zimmer's defense, what makes it so unpredictable?
Well, I think just our ability to do our basic things well. You know, when we can go to a bread and butter coverage and we can run that and play that and play it good, and then we make teams go into positions they don't want to be in. So third and longs, you know, critical situations that are be important, whether it be 2 minute third and longs, red zone, we try to, you know, take the game to them, you know, and try to make the offense react to what we're doing. But you can't do that unless you're getting them in that position. You have to be successful on first and second down to do that.
Chad, from a defensive standpoint, is the A topic into the Tennessee game, first regular season game, being better against the run? I mean, you guys gave up 109 rushing yards per game last year. I would imagine you need that to be better.
Yeah, we need to be better on first down. Our run defense on first down has to improve. We need to create more turnovers, be better in 2 minute, be better in red zone. You know, and you're going to have a chance to win a lot of football games. But at the end of the day, it's all about the biggest stat in our business is how many points do you give up. And we were pretty good at giving up points last year on defense. But again, you can always improve, and we need to do better at that this year.
What's it like being a linebacker behind Linval Joseph?
It's fun. You know, both Linval and Sharif are both doing a great job in the run. And I think that's going to be a big step for us in improving that run defense as those guys remain healthy. But what the things that Linval is doing right now in camp are as impressive as I've ever seen.
Ball batted in the air. Intercepted Chad Greenway with a 91-yard touchdown!
Is that long pick six versus San Diego last year? Is that absolutely a career highlight for you?
It's definitely one of them. Yeah, I mean, just the way that whole thing kind of happened and to come in and have that ball get tipped to you and have the whole group of, I think we had more than 11 on the field at the time. So then we had 15 guys running on the sidelines for me to get in the end zone, and it was a pretty amazing feeling.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
God bless you.